Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has crises up to his mustache. His country's oil-rich economy is collapsing. It's home to South America's worst violent crime. And once again, anti-government protests are hitting the streets. So Maduro, once again, is falling back on a strategy he and his late predecessor Hugo Chavez have long relied on, accusing the United States of plotting to overthrow Venezuela's socialist revolution. Maduro has presented little, if any, evidence, and the Obama administration strongly denies the charge. But on Saturday, Maduro announced a significant cutback in the number of U.S. diplomats allowed to work in Venezuela, and he decreed U.S. citizens for the first time ever will now have to apply for visas to visit the country. Maduro also read a long list of South Florida politicians now banned from Venezuela, including Senator Marco Rubio. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.